Become aware all the time, saith the Spirit of grace, even in your personal prayer closet, of your authority. Do not reserve anything for church or for times when you think that it is more spiritual. But speak my word over the nation, and speak my word over people that must be born again, and people in your family that must be born again in these last days, saith the Spirit of grace. Declare unto me the end result, as I have said. Speak those things that be not as though they were. Speak into existence those things. Do not shelter in your heart or harbor unbelief for a moment. Do not allow thoughts of reason to plague your mind or to bring you under subjection to circumstances. Your only hope is the reflection of my word, saith the Spirit of grace. Stay with your face planted in my word, and with your heart and your lips always uttering the mysteries of God. Behatia klosetidiete, pray without ceasing, saith the Spirit of grace. I've asked you that your whole life would be consumed in me. I've asked that everything that you do and everything that you say and all of your going and coming is consumed in me, saith the Lord. And I'm pleased with the sanctification to this point, but I'm asking you to step it up and bring it to another place, saith the Spirit of grace. Hold dear these things and count them literal. Count them as not just things that are spoken in the Spirit but have no application to the natural. I'm asking you to hold my word and my prophecies before you as something that you make an allegiance to every day, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not wane in these things, but increase, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Come to the place that I've convicted you of. I've asked you. Do not say in your heart, I've not heard from the Lord. I don't know exactly how much I should be praying. For I have dealt with you, and I've said to you time and time again, and for you to think that it's your own mind is for you to deny my voice. And I'm asking you to be faithful in those things, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm asking you by my grace, because my grace will help you and it'll cause you to hunger, so that the greatest thirst of your life is to spend the hours in prayer, saith the Spirit of grace. For as the time goes on, there'll be a real pulling away for those that are doing it and doing the message and spending the hours will pull away like a racehorse running along with the pack on the track. But after a while, it'll be evident that certain ones are going further and they're going faster and being used in ways in which they'll be leading and which they'll surpass, in which there'll be a separation even in the body of Christ. Know that these things are inevitable. They will come to pass. For the more that you give yourself to the application of which I've asked you to come apart and spend the time, you will be one of those who will eventually separate yourself. It does not even matter how humble you hope to be. My exaltation will come upon you, and I'll use you in ways in which much of the body will not be being used. It's because you have chosen to be exalted and for my hand to be laid upon you in these last days. Many will catch up and many will go slower, saith the Spirit of grace. Many will choose not to enter into the fight. But for you that are choosing to enter into the fight, continue on, as I've said many times, in a straightforward motion. Do not look to the right or the left. If anyone is choosing to be weak at this point, it is their own choice. If anyone is choosing not to go further, it is their own choice. I've laid no stumbling blocks and I have no favorites. For what I give to one, I give to the other. But know this, many will pull away. They'll pull away and they'll go faster. They'll go further. And I'm raising up houses of worship and homes other than this place and even outside of the vicinity of Immokalee. I'm raising up places in which I'm going to lay my hand on in a very powerful way that will be part of this stream, will be part of this river, and yet it'll have its own anointing in that place and in that indigenous area where it is at and where it is focused. So those outside of this physical location, take hope. For these prophecies spoken by my Spirit is not just unto this house, but as you are under the umbrella of these prophecies through this house, know that I'm going to work in your particular locale in very, very powerful ways, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And many will be added to those places. Unexpected things and people will be added to those places, saith the Spirit of grace. So get ready for expansion, not only in this house, but in the other places of which I have planted across this nation, saith the Spirit of grace.